In the 1950s, there was no bluesman more popular than Jimmy Reed. Playing guitar and harmonica, with his childhood friend Eddie Taylor laying down the beat on the bass strings of his guitar, Jimmy Reed had a slew of hits on the pop and R&B charts, songs like You Don't Have to Go, Hush Hush, Bright Lights Big City, and Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just told us all.
The music was as straightforward as a grab, and it didn't let you go. Delightfully nasty, wrote one reviewer. Jimmy Reed's tunes were covered by the Grateful Dead, Elvis, and the Stones. Jimmy Reed died in 1976 from complications of alcoholism and epilepsy. He was 51. Now a couple of Texas bluesmen are paying tribute to the musician with the new CD, On the Jimmy Reed Highway.
Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call?
Omar Kent Dykes and Jimmy Vaughn join us from the studios of member station KUT in Austin to talk about their new album. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
And I gather Jimmy Reed was important to both of you, but I want to begin talking to you about this, Mr. Dykes, and help us understand your... from Mississippi, I guess, as was Jimmy Reed. What was it like to grow up in Mississippi and first hear Jimmy Reed?
Well, being a kid and hearing Jimmy Reed was just like the blueprint for my life, you know. I was thinking if I could play guitar and get the, you know, the thump going and sing some Jimmy Reed songs. I didn't really identify maybe what you want me to do in Big Boss Man as Jimmy Reed at first, because I just heard the songs and loved the songs. And the more I searched it out, the more of it I found, and the better I liked it.
When you talk about, if I can get that thump going, how do you describe that thump?
Well, I can show you. Some people call it the lump guitar. Mm-hmm. I call it the Mississippi thump.
That's really the first thing that I learned on the guitar. Mm-hmm. was that thing. Although I didn't do it right, but I was doing a... like this. I was going, trying to figure out what it was. I had it backwards, but it was. And that's a huge deal in American music. I mean, that's in pop music, mm-hmm. all in the 50s and 60s. They still use it on everything. It's in rock and roll. It's in everywhere. As far as I can tell, Eddie Taylor and Jimmy Reed, you know, made that up, basically.
You gentlemen have been kind enough to bring your instruments with you, as we've heard. And I wonder if we could get you now to play the medley from the album, Baby, What You Want Me to Do in Bright Lights, Big City.
We can do it.
All righty.
You got me running. You got me hiding. You got me run, hide, hide, run. Any way you want to let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, why you wanna let go? We're going up, we're going down, we're going up, down, down, up, any way you wanna let it roll. Yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, why you wanna let go?
bright lights, big city, I went to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city, I went to my baby's head. You know I love you, darling, but you didn't hear a thing I said. You got me sneaking, you got me peeping, you got me sneak, peep, peep, sneak, any way you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, why you wanna let go?
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Now, that was you, Mr. Dykes, on the harmonica, right?
Yes.
On the album, on this album, for example, Jimmy Vaughan, your old bandmate from the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Kim Wilson, plays the harmonica. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And also, of course, James Cotton, Delbert McClinton, and Luann Barton are on this album. Tell me about those recording sessions.
Well, you know, it was just so much fun. We got in there, and it was like a gravy sandwich. You know what I mean? It was smooth.
How long were you in the studio?
We did a day, and we were afraid to quit because it felt so good. And we came back, and it was just like it was the day before. We fell right in the groove.
Well, let's hear a little more of the groove, okay? Let's hear Good Lover. This is Luann Barton on vocals. Vaughn?
Yes, yes.
Now, I'm told that you and Luann Barton were in Antone's there in Austin. Was it 1976?
Right.
To hear one of Jimmy Reed's last performances?
Yeah. When they got up on stage, I mean, everybody almost fell over when the first note. It was just fabulous. And Jimmy Reed said, ladies and gentlemen, it's a stone pleasure to be here before you. And then he did the... And when he went into that, I mean, I got chill bumps now thinking about it. My hair stood up on the back of my neck. And I'll never forget his shoes. He had the greatest shoes on you've ever seen, these cream and tan tweed loafers. And we were all just like staring at his shoes and trying to figure out what we were going to say to him. You know, what do you say to Jimmy Reed?
You have a couple of songs on this album, Mr. Dax, right? The only ones that aren't by Jimmy Reed.
Yes, sir, I do.
And tell us about the one Jimmy Reed Highway.
Well, Jimmy Reed Highway was, you know, just kind of really the story of my life. Growing up, being 12 years old, finally discovering Jimmy Reed and finding out about how great Eddie Taylor was. And another disciple was Lazy Lester, playing the Louisiana version of Jimmy Reed, you know. And then later on, the Stones and Elvis. I remember seeing Elvis on his comeback special, you know, sitting on stage playing Baby, What You Want Me to Do. Elvis was a big Jimmy Reed fan, and that's what the last verse is about, Elvis and the Stones.
Well, can we hear this song?
I bet we can do it.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, please.
When I got hip to you, bright lights, big city, baby, what you want me to do? You got me dizzy, now I sing the blues. Down to Jimmy Reed Highway, that's where I play.
down the Jimmy Reed Highway. Your way's my way. The big boss man is still a man today. Slim Harpo, he learned so much from you. Lightning Slim,
Lightning too.
Eddie Taylor, he knew just what to do. Down the Jimmy Reed Highway, that's where I play. Down the Jimmy Reed Highway, your way's my way. Big boss man is still the man today. Every sand the stones that took your trip, everybody picked up on that tip. Take out some insurance, baby, let it reel. Down the Jimmy Reed Highway, that's where I play. Down the Jimmy Reed Highway, your way's my way. The big boss man is still a man today.
Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's been a stone pleasure to talk to both of you.
That's good. That's a good one.
Thank you. Omar Kent Dykes and Jimmy Vaughn. Their new album is called On the Jimmy Reed Highway.
Got me hiding. Got me peep, hide, hide, peeping the way you want to let it roll.
And you can discover more music by Jimmy Reed and his devoted followers at npr.org/music. By the way, it's been a stone pleasure to have Rob Byers as our technical director for a couple of years. Thank you, Rob. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.